Dillingham's boatyards are peaceful parking lots much of the year, but they transform entirely for just a couple short weeks before the sockeye run in early June and at the end of the season in late July. Fishermen flood into Bristol Bay from around the globe, creating a diverse itinerant community complete with vendors hawking their wares.
Yes. I can see myself wearing it like on occasions,
like
and then have something to brag about.
That looks great on you.
Maybe you need a mom-daughter thing.
Danielle Carbone of Vashon Island near Seattle collects semi-precious stones and unusual beads from around the globe, then turns them into jewelry.
And this is labradorite, which is a type of
She's
quartz.
Piled just about every color and shape of bead imaginable on a scrap of plywood near the fishing vessel Karen II, which she and her husband own. Look closely at fishermen through the PAF yard, and you'll spot her chunky beads around many of their necks and wrists. For her, this time of year is all about savoring the pop-up community.
It's an annual get-together, a reconnection. It's like camping with your buddies. It's a reunion. There's all of this goings on and energy and people, you know, riding their bicycle all over the place. And then, and then there's nobody because everyone's fishing.
I love this one.
Mindy Jenkins sifts through strands of pyrite, labradorite, and Ethiopian metal beads at Carbone's table.
I think I'm going for this, yeah.
She's been consulting with fishermen on how to install refrigerated water systems for 5 summers, and now she tries to limit herself to just one necklace a year.
I love the history behind all of her work, and I love that her jewelry is different than anything that you see in the stores. And it also warms my heart that it reminds me of my time up here in the Bay. It's just, I like having these kind of traditions, right?
She's handing that tradition down to her 16-year-old daughter, Julianne, who she brought north for the first time this summer.
So she told me to come and just see what speaks to me and if any will pop out. I think this one may be my favorite.
Carbone's not the only one who sets up shop in the boatyard. She throws a towel over her jewelry and leads me through a maze of boats behind the Karen II. On the other side, Antonia Redden of New Zealand is selling blue pearl jewelry from a Connex shipping container that she spruced up with fresh flowers and homemade cookies.
The beautiful shell here is a power shell, and they're real unique to New Zealand, this shell, because of the color, the luster there, the purples and the greens, the blues.
Redden's husband Mike has been fishing Bristol Bay for 13 years and even bringing their 3 kids to help. And Tony would stay home to tend their farm in abalone, or sea snails, until just a few years back.
I was like missing out on all the action, and they were starting to meet all these great friends and having another family that I was missing out over here.
The whole Redden family works like an assembly line to crank out about 5,000 blue pearls a year. They dive together in New Zealand's Cook Strait to collect abalone snails. Then Mike drills holes in the shells and their son Jacob jimmies a nylon insert down between the animal and its shell. 4 years later, the snail has formed a pearl to deal with the irritant, and the Redden saw it out to put into jewelry. Antonia unscrews a case to show off a top quality pearl.
When you take them out to the daylight, the colors just shimmer and they have a real wow factor about them.
Redden could probably get better sales in a more central part of Dillingham, but she wouldn't have her stand anywhere but the boatyard.
People say, well, you know, you should go to the airport or go. One guy who owns a laundromat, he wanted me to go there. But I'm kind of here for the fishermen. We've met some great people here, good friends who certainly treat us like family here. And so we feel part of, like, this is part of our home.
And Carbone can relate. She extends a wholesale price, what she calls a family discount, to her fishing friends. Give it just a few more weeks, and the boatyard will once again go silent, awaiting next year's big family reunion. For KDLG in Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.